had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, cause I know I've got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I've got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. You've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross, and I know nobody's taking it from me. I've got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I've got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a special evening podcast. You may be catching this in the morning, or you may be catching it this evening. But how's everybody doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. We're going to be doing some biblical teaching that you guys are really going to enjoy today. I've been meaning to do this a couple of days ago, but my daughter had a surgical procedure, that she had to get done, so kind of threw us for a loop there. Today we're going to talk about five ways I'm going to give you. CA is going to give you five ways to let go and let God handle your life. Now, you can share this podcast anytime, friends. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me. Today, this evening, I'm at Faith Studio 2, my home studio, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Again, CA is at Faith Studio 2. I'm not in downtown Fort Worth. I'm at my home studio in Fort Worth, Texas. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Yes, we are a morning show, but we're doing a special evening podcast for you guys today. So let's kick it off. Five ways to let go and let God handle your life. Now, if you go to the book of 1 Peter, you may want to highlight this if you haven't already. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. There's people, and I'm guilty of this, that, you know, in my younger years got addicted to sodas or Coca-Colas or, well, my grandfather overdid it for me back in the day as a teenager. Dr. Peppers and stuff, and we used to get this, what was called a sugar buzz, right? And now I drink a lot of, it seems like I'll drink a lot of coffee depending on the weather situation. But then in my life I realized, hey, see, you got to lose a little bit of weight here. So that's when I let God step in. But by God's grace, by His grace, God showed me that if I wanted true satisfaction on losing this weight, then I needed to lay off of a lot of sodas, or I call them Coca-Colas. I'm a native Fort Worthian. I'm a Texan, okay? So we call them Coca-Colas, and I know they're called sodas. The more up north you go, the more they're called that. So basically, I want you to also highlight John chapter 4 and verse 14, okay? That's talking about His holy living water, okay? It's a great verse. So let go and let God. Let's talk about the meaning for a bit, okay? I am convinced that learning to let go and let God have a way in our lives is the best things, friends, that we can do for ourselves. In fact, if we let God's will be done for us in our life by following His commandments to the best of our ability, just let go of the worry and the fear of what you cannot control. Well, let me freeze there on my notes. Well, see, yeah, it's easy for you to say you let go and you let God know. I'm a human being. I've got challenges in my life like you guys have challenges in your life. Sometimes, I've got to be honest, it is hard to let go and let God. But I'm going to give you these key points that's going to help you to let go and let God and let Him step into your life and help you with the situation that you're going through. Our God is a loving, caring God. And if you let Him take it and be first place in your life, He's going to take you places that you'd never been, okay? And He will. So, if we believe all it says in the book of Colossians, make notations, Colossians, I'm going to give you different scripture verses, guys. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17, that God is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Then we can trust and know that He's got everything under control. We don't have to hold our cups tightly and fill them with toxic sludge. You know, friends, it's fueled by our fears or desires. Instead, we can hand our cup over to the One who formed us and filled us with His tender love, grace, and mercy. Let go and let God. He knows the best. You go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Now, that's a good verse, too, as well, to highlight. And we, you know, He knows the ways that you're going to be going through if you just give it to Him. So I'm going to give you five ways. That's right. There's five of them. The CA's five ways to surrender control today and practice letting go and letting God. Okay? Number one, stop striving and start abiding. I saw a Christian Instagram friend's account the other day, and it described, well, the description read, striving to be a godly woman. And I've seen them with the men too as well. No disrespect or judgment here. But didn't Jesus come so we would stop striving? In fact, if you go to the book of Psalms chapter, it's a short verse, 46 and verse 8, it says, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalting among all nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Now that verse I'm reading is the New American Standard Bible on that particular verse. The first step in learning to let go and control is to stop striving. We don't have to make strive to make our life turn out a certain way. We just have to abide by it. In fact, the whole book of John, chapter 15, I encourage you when you get time, make notation and read that. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is you got to confess and surrender your need for control. If you're like me and you crave control, the remedy for the change is what? Prayer? Yes. Go to God, be honest, tell Him how you feel. Example, say, God, I confess I like being in control. It makes me feel safe and secure. It makes me feel like I have a purpose. But I know that being a control freak isn't, I'm not really a heavy control freak, I just want y'all to know this, this is an example, isn't going to get me anywhere. Help me surrender control to you each and every day. Help me to trust you deeply so that I will not fear surrendering that control. Help me remember that you hold it all. So if you're having trouble surrendering, friends, through prayer alone, try taking out a piece of paper and writing down the things that you're holding so tightly to. One by one, lay the pieces of the paper on the floor. As you were doing so, imagine yourself literally lying down, laying them down at the feet of the Father. Something to think about. Number three, be still and know. Boy, we hear that a lot. In fact, if you go to the book of Exodus, you read that whole chapter of 14, we see the best Egyptian fighters try to capture the Israelites. Now, this scene was before the parting of the Red Sea, friends, when you go into the scripture, right? Instead of trying to control every little detail of the escape plan, if you go to book of Exodus chapter 14, read verses 13 and 14, Moses tells the people, do not be afraid, stand firm. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And that's in the NIV version. I was reading that for you. And you know what God did. He did what? See, what did He do? He rescued them. He was in control the whole time. Even when the enemy was on its way, ready to take the Israelites down, He can do the same for us when we what? Trust and rest in Him. Point number four, trust. What? Yes, trust. Trusting in God is a lifelong process. It's like many aspects of our Christian faith. It's like the choice that we make every day. We have to learn to let go of trying to figure out whys of life and trust that God understands more than we ever could. Here's what helped me trust God when sometimes my own flesh, and yours does too, would rather trust myself. And that's part of the human norm because we're our own free moral agents. Making a list of things that God has carried me through. And, you know, Lauren Daigle, has a song called Trust in You. If you listen to that song, it's a great song. And you know, and you repeat it in your mind as you listen to it. Maybe you listen to it on YouTube or a music channel. You just got to trust in the Lord. Point five, seek God. God holds the world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole wide world in His hands. Boy, I remember singing that when I was doing children's ministry. God does hold the whole world in His hands. I bet to God it's like a marble, okay? Y'all that were little, younger, had marbles. Remember? The boys had marbles. Sometimes the girls that had marbles, bring them to school. We brought them to elementary school. And teachers would have to confiscate them because they were so popular. You go down to what was called an Eckerd store back then. Then it changed to Revco. And then, of course, CVS now and Walgreens, they've changed so many times. But we never, friends, fully grasp the power and the extent of those hands if we're not tuned in and focused on Him. We need to surrender control, wait, and trust in God's plan. We can know that He will be faithful to lead us where He wants us to go. In fact, the book of Jeremiah, you can highlight chapter 29, verse 13 says, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. It's in the New American Standard Bible. Seek God, and He will direct your steps. Those are some short 5 points, but I'm going to talk here for a minute before I play a song. I know it's kind of a short Bible lesson, but it's the basic parts. So, CA, give me your opinion to my listeners out there. Well, why is it so important to let go and let God? Well, you got two different ways you can look at it. You can let go and let God take control of your life, and I'm going to give you an example, okay? Just an example. Lord, you know what I'm going through about a particular situation. I'm going to let go of it, and I'm going to give it to you. You know why? Because it's in your hands. And I open up, and I talk to Him about it. I have what's called God time. And you've got to have friends. You've got to have some God time with God. You've got to set a little bit of time, really, if you can set more time, spend time with your family, your kids, your grandkids, your children, whatever it may be, your husband, wife, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. Please make time. I can't encourage you enough through this. Please make time for God. Don't let a day go by that you don't talk to Him. He's your creator. He is the one that sets you free. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He died on the cross for my sins, your sins, where we could have eternal life through Him. He's the olive branch to get us to heaven. Amen. Amen. So, in my opinion, is let go and give it to God. Now, you may backtrack and be stubborn, some of y'all out there, and say, well, I'm not going to let go. Okay. So let me ask you a question before we play the song here in a minute. What happens if you don't let go of a situation? What happens? Well, I can tell you what happens. It's going to fester like a zit, and I don't mean to talk that bad about it. But that problem's going to get worse, worse, and worse. You know why? Because God hasn't stepped in. You hadn't allowed Him to step in and let go of the problem. Simple as that. It's free. It's simple. And let Him take care of it. Right? Let me tell you something. I would. But I can't control and tell you how to do it. All I can tell you is you've got those two choices. Let go, let God take control of your life, or no, I'm going to do my own life and I don't need anybody's help. We have people that are stubborn that way, okay? I understand. Now, the question is, are you going to be that way about it? Are you going to be stubborn? Or are you going to be realistic and say, you know what? I'm a child of the Almighty God. I'm a Christian. And I'm going to do exactly what I know He would want me to do. I'm going to give that problem to Him. Now, again, that problem may not be answered within 5 minutes? But that problem in your life, the splinter, okay, could be answered at any time. But you got to allow Him to take care of that. Because if you think you're going to step in and take care of it, I'm going to tell you something, friends. The outcome isn't going to be what you think it's going to be when you could just let go and let Him. Let go, let God handle it. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's the way I feel. Everybody has their opinions. If you're the kind of person that wants to take matters in your own hands, go for it. Okay? But me personally, I'd rather just give it to Him because I'm His child. You know, He put you on earth to be happy. You got a choice. You can be happy, you can be sad, you can be miserable. Okay, with whatever situation you got going on. That's totally up to you. Again, you're your own free moral agent. I can't make you. I can't change you. I can't tell you what to do and how to do it. Because I don't play the God card. I don't play God. What I do is an outreach ministry to get the word out, to be the ambassador for Christ, to touch hearts that need to be touched that are going through a very difficult time into their life right now. Look, we're all, before I even play this song, we're all going through crazy times in our life. I tell you what, you tell me one person that has not ever had a problem, I'll give you $1 million. Let me tell you, everybody's had an issue. They have. It's called what? Life. L-I-F-E. Explanation point dot. I've got two songs. I hope that helps you. I've got two songs I want to play. Okay? The first song I'm going to play is an oldie but goodie back in 1990. It's a Wes King song. It's called I Believe. Then we're going to play the end song. It's called Rest. It's the new one on the Toby Mac album, Life After Death. So here we go on closeout with our lesson today.
Just rest. said to myself, relax and rest. So, you've been rescued from death. You've been rescued from tears. Relax and rest.
Isn't that a beautiful song? That's on Toby Mac's new album, Life After Death. If you go back to my podcast, you'll hear the whole album. Guys, I appreciate you listening to that, and share that podcast anytime. Well, we're going to lead off in prayer. I'm going to saddle up, and I'm at the home studio, so I just go through a couple doors, and then I'm pretty much just going to take it easy the rest of the evening. But if anything I can do to help you guys out, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us. We love you so much, God. You know the whole situations that's going on in our life. And may this lesson on five ways to let go and let you handle our lives. Our life is in your hands. We thank you so much for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great day. And we'll talk again soon. CA signing off. Bye for now.